A prophet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The bank bailouts started with President Bush. They continued under President Obama, and we all knew that was money we'd never see again. Actually, I don't recall even seeing it the first time. Except now, the scenario turns out to be much scarier than that.
The government is seeing profits from the multi-billion dollar lifeline that critics warned was a bottomless pit.
The bailout is making a profit? Yes, and not only that, you have Bert Ely, an analyst for the banking industry, saying, don't call it a bailout.
These investments were not a bailout. They were investments to strengthen the capital position of these banks.
So what's going on here?
My expectation is, with regard to the banks themselves, overall, this will be a moneymaker for the government.
That's a little scary, don't you think? Because if the government starts making money on investments, it would mean that Ben Bernanke, a government employee who earns $191,000 a year, is just as smart as private investment bankers who are supposedly worth millions in salaries and incentive bonuses. Except, according to USC finance professor Lawrence Harris, there is one little catch to these government profits.
Frankly, the money it's making is from banks that never wanted the money to begin with. They didn't need it. It was forced upon them.
So the way he tells it, it was like forcing a rich guy who doesn't need your money to borrow some anyway and then pay it back at interest. Except if these banks didn't need the money, why was the banking system about to collapse? You see, this is why we all prefer to debate health care. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.